Moving on then, ISA 720. Other information in audited financial statements and the director's report. What's this one about? Well, the concern here is that when we do our audit, we're auditing certain parts of the document called the annual report. In essence, those parts of the annual report that we are auditing are the financial statements together with the notes on the financial statements. So what this standard looks at is, well, what if there is other information alongside those financial statements? That other information might, for example, be a chairman's report. And also, what about the director's report? Because the director's report is actually a statutory requirement. All companies will issue a director's report. And what if that other information and or the director's report gave a different view of the company's performance to the actual financial statements that the auditor is auditing? It'd be no good if the auditor said, yeah, the financial statements are great. They give a true and fair view and so on. And on the other hand, you then had a director's report which gave a completely different view of the company. That would leave the user of the accounts extremely confused. The auditor's saying, on the one hand, yes, the financial statements are okay, but the financial statements are giving a different picture to the director's report. How does the auditor cope with this? Well, that's what 720 is all about. So let me tell you about 720. 720 was issued in April 2006. And it's basically split into two bits. Part A is concerned with that other information, which could be anything else that's issued alongside the audit report. Part B refers to the newly introduced rules in the Companies Act, which require the audit report to state whether, in the auditor's opinion, the director's report is consistent with the financial statements. So the director's report is slightly different to any other information in that the auditor actually has to refer to it in his audit report. So I'm going to do that in two bits as well. Part A then, other information. So the rules on other information are as follows. First of all, what actually is other information? I've mentioned the chairman's statement could be counted as other information. Also, organisations are issuing something called an operating and financial review alongside their financial statements, which will give a narrative view of how the company has performed in the year. There may also be information relating to the corporate governance procedures that the company has to carry out that is issued alongside the financial information. Now, first of all, if that information is completely and utterly consistent with the financial statements, the auditor doesn't have a problem. But what about where that information is inconsistent? Well, where it's inconsistent, the first thing the auditor does is to try and resolve it. You know, it goes up to the company and says, well, you know, why is this difference there? Could you perhaps change that information so it becomes consistent? So that's your first port of call. The auditor can even ask the client to consult a third party if it's a technical issue that the client is unsure of. If, however, that inconsistency remains, then there are two potential outcomes. The first one is that the other information is right and the financial statements are actually wrong. Now, that's quite unlikely, isn't it? Because at this stage, the auditor will have finished his work and he will have given his opinion on the financial statements. So that's quite unlikely. But if it does happen, then what the auditor has to consider is whether or not he should qualify the financial statements. The alternative outcome, and the more likely one, is that it's the other information that's wrong. And the auditor's only real recourse there is an emphasis of matter paragraph, where he puts a paragraph into the audit report to point out to the shareholder or other user of the financial statements that this other information is incorrect. I must mention here that this emphasis of matter paragraph is not a qualification in the audit report. It doesn't count as a qualification in the audit report. Part B of this standard covers the director's report itself. So the auditor has a specific duty now in the Companies Act to report, to specifically say whether or not the director's report is consistent with the financial statements. And of course, most of the time, the director's report will be consistent with the financial statements. But what if it's not? Well, similar procedure to that mentioned before. First of all, the auditor must seek to resolve any inconsistencies. So basically to ask the directors to change their director's report. But if they insist on keeping the director's report as it is, then again, there are two possible outcomes. And as I said, on the other information, the least likely of those is that it's the financial statements that are wrong. Unlikely, because the auditor will have finished his work at this stage and should know whether or not the financial statements are wrong. The more likely outcome is that it's the director's report that's wrong. So if the director's report is wrong, what does the auditor do? Well, the auditor puts a special paragraph in his audit report. And this is what it would be like. This is how the audit report would look. First of all, the opinion section of the audit report would not, I repeat, not be qualified. What the auditor would then do is he would put a separate headed paragraph as follows. He'd put the heading, Material Inconsistency Between the Financial Statements and the Director's Report. So again, he'd put the heading, Material Inconsistency Between the Financial Statements and the Director's Report. And here's an example of what one might sound like that I've made up. The director's report states that the company's turnover grew by 20% during the year. The financial statements show that the actual rate of growth was 16%. Except for this matter, in our opinion, the information given in the director's report is consistent with the financial statements. So that's ISA 720, looking at other information issued alongside the financial statements and also looking at the auditor's requirements in respect of the director's report.